Hello there, doctor. Welcome to the Doctor's Online Success, and this is our first episode. I'm Dr. Ann Truong.
I'm Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
All right. So the purpose of this channel is to help you as doctor, physician, medical provider, turn your expertise into impact, growth, and financial freedom. So in this episode, we're going to start out with a very common question that doctors ask. That is, what is marketing and why do I need to care about marketing? And this is an important thing because whether you're employee physician or in clinical practice or non-clinical practice, or you have your own practice, you need to kind of know what marketing is and how it can help you. It doesn't matter whether you're employee or not, because it's going to help leverage your medical expertise to have more impact. So Mike, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I work with a lot of doctors who want to start up their own practice. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't get any business acumen in medical school. And when it comes to things like marketing, when you're trying to, you know, attract new patients, attract a new service, you know, many doctors are just naive or just, they just don't know, because we're so used to insurance bringing us the patients. And now that we see in an era of, unfortunately, declining reimbursements and moving more towards like a fee-for-service model, it's going to be even more imperative for doctors who, you know, who have their own practice to be able to learn how to market. And even if you're a physician right now, and let's say you work for a big organization, you know, I help a number of doctors, and so do you, Ann, who are working on like, I want to become a paid speaker. I want to write my own book. I want to become an expert in this particular condition. And it's not only important for a practice owner, but if it's a physician who wants to build their brand and wants to start up their own, you know, leverage their expertise and start up their own side business, eventually become a big business, it's important that you're able to learn how to market and be able to establish, hey, you know, I have something that is of service to the world. So how can I attract more people to learn what I can do to help them?
So according to me, marketing is defined as, and not to me, but to all the years that I've been with marketing coaching. And I really, honestly, I can share my story. I've been in private practice in 2000, so 25 years. And I didn't know that much about marketing, and because I took insurance. So I took insurance, and people came to see me because the primary care doctor or the ortho doctor referred their patient to me. I didn't really have to market until COVID hit in 2020, where I didn't have any patient coming in. I had to figure out a way to attract patients to my practice and also to make create revenue without seeing patients. So that's when I kind of learned about marketing. And really what I've learned from years of coaching is that marketing is getting people to know who you are and what you do. It's almost like, you know, like, how do you know who Elon Musk is, right? It's because we see him on social media, we see him on TV, so we know who he is and what he does, right? And it's the same thing with doctors, because unless you go online or on social media or pay or put do an ad or something, people doesn't know who you are or that you even exist. Even if you're the best doctor in the world, if people don't know about you, they can't come to see you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even the days, you know, where before the internet was really in the, you know, in the zeitgeist of how are we at, we are, you know, we all have limited budgets. You know, I've worked with doctors who spent like tens of thousands of dollars and say, you know, if I can just rent a billboard on Highway 15, that's all I need. And most of us don't have infinite funds to market their own practice. And so it's important whether or not you have to do it yourself as a, let's take the example of a practice just for simplicity. You know, you're going to have a limited budget. And, you know, I think there's a couple ways that you can market. You know, some of you know marketing like your Coca-Cola, right? Or your Nordstrom's. And they have what are called more brand marketing, right? You know, they're sponsoring Super Bowl commercials and things like that. That's not the majority of us. I think really when it comes down to marketing and where you and I have flourished is more of the direct marketing approach, where we're targeting an audience. We're not just targeting everyone who goes down Highway 15. We're targeting, for example, in your practice, you have men's health practice. You know your target market. Mine, I have an aesthetic hormone practice. Mine is a very targeted segment of mostly women who I target. And so once you're able to speak to them and be able to connect with them, it can be very, very effective using now the internet versus just having a opening up a $10,000 or $5,000, $10,000 a month a billboard. So these are things, whether you are going to do it yourself, you have to understand if you're going to hire somebody to do these kinds of things, you have to at least understand the essence of what marketing is all about.
Sometimes, you know, we tend to kind of make things a little bit more complicated, and it is. It's really, you know, letting people know who you are, what you do, and where you're at. So I want to ask you this question, Mike, and we get this question a lot, and I want to put you on the spot. You know, doctors sometimes think that marketing is salesy and that it is, you know, beneath them. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and the thing is let's talk about what sales is actually is. Sales for me is actually, if you take it a step back, it's really more about just persuasion. And if you think of it as more of persuading, and you can do that in a moral and ethical manner. And doctors do this every day, whether or not they're not necessarily just talking about sales, but you're persuading. So anytime you're persuading a patient to need to get these lab results, you know, we're looking at you're overweight. I think your cholesterol's high, but let's check our lab results. You're persuading to do this. Let's, you know, you've been coughing for the last few months. Let's get a chest X-ray. You are essentially persuading them to do this, and it's because, you know, doctors, most people respect doctors, and they believe what they have to say, and they're most likely going to do it. So you are in sales every day. You may not be getting specifically income from that, but you are persuading them to take some course of action that could, and you could do this ethically if you believe that it can be beneficial for them to do so.
Or you can look at it this way, where you have an important message, important content that you want to educate people on, and that you want to help them. You want to deliver this information. And if somebody knows about that information, it'll be helpful for them. So it's not salesy in the sense that you are helping people, but at the same time, you're letting viewers or people that watch you online know who you are and what you do. And so we weren't taught that in medical school or residency. And therefore, we think that is almost like, beneath us, or it's not something we should do. Well, you know, we're in 2025 now, and the world is online. And if you're not online, you're going to fall behind. And now with AI, you got to hop on that bandwagon. You know, is you do sales every time you talk to a patient. Like Mike said, right? You have to tell them about the assessment and the treatment plan, and it's up to the patient to do it, right? But you persuade them to the pros and cons of doing it and not doing it. And especially for those that are doing non-insurance services, you know, when you're talking to the patient in the room, you know, that's persuasion, but ethical persuasion. So I'm just taking one step further and saying, well, you know, you can also educate online and make an impact that, you know, you are an expert in. And on that note, as a doctor, you are already 2/3 of the way there to become an expert, right? So there are 3 things that you need to have to be an influencer online. An influencer is somebody that can make an impact that people listen to. So as physician, so there are 3 things. That is, one is credibility, all right? Number 2 is expertise, And number three is reach or a following, right? So as doctor, we already have credibility by just achieving, graduating medical school and residency, and then the expertise in our knowledge of what we do. And all we need is that reach, the following. And that's why you go online to educate. And when you educate, people will find about you and what you do.
Yeah, I even like that word even better. You know, somebody would say when I use the word persuade, they may say, oh, well, maybe there is some, hidden agenda when you try to persuade. So if you don't even like persuading, I think educate what you do, take it a step further. That's what we do as physicians every day. So you're just educating them, on what it is to do. And the thing is, if you know that it's going to be of service, it's going to be beneficial to them, it would actually do them a disservice for not educating them on this. Here's the thing is, and I'm going to take this to an extreme example. If somebody got their, let's say you had like a woodworker and he cut off his finger, right? And you say, no, you got to get that finger and you got to put on ice and you got to go to the hospital. I don't think that woodworker is going to say, hey, you're being salesy to me. you're trying to, I don't feel comfortable with it. No, that this is going to help them save that finger. That time is of the essence. They're not going to be concerned that you're too, quote, salesy with it. So I know that's a kind of an extreme example, but essentially what you're doing, you're persuading them, you're educating them. And then if you have something, and that's always said, whether you have a business or whatever you're trying to build your brand, if you have something that is a benefit to them that is going to help people, that is always going to be the foundation of some type of business. So that's why I love marketing. That's why you love marketing, is because we believe we do have products and services that are going to be beneficial to it, or we wouldn't be doing this.
Absolutely. I think that, doctors almost, we kind of undersell ourselves. We undervalue ourselves a lot. And I think it's almost like, we've gone to 4 years of med school and then the residency training. We always focused on helping others and doing things just to kind of get through. And then we go out into clinical practice, we get really busy. And oftentimes when you're in clinical practice, you're either an employee physician in either another practice or in a health system, and maybe even start a practice, but that's more the minority. But you're focusing on just how to be a good doctor and how to help patients, but you're kind of neglecting the other part in like, well, how a patient kind of coming in to see you and how do they know about you. And let's say you're a doctor right now, as an employee physician in a health system, the patients are coming in to see you because, from referral or from the health system, but they still need to know who you are because they're going to Google you. If the primary care says, you need to go see Dr. Mike Wu Ming, they're going to Google you. They're going to go find out who you are, what you do, where you go to school, are you on social media or do you have any reviews or anything like that? It still is important, but you never know. You may be employee physician one day. You may not be an employee physician the next day because physician, changed. When I first got out, I was actually an employee physician and an academic. And I thought I was going to stay there for a long time, but I only stayed there for 3 years and then got into private practice. So it's always good to know about marketing because we weren't taught that. And I've noticed that the doctors are more successful in embracing the thought of marketing and the strategy of marketing are more successful. And I'm not talking about just money alone, but more impact and more freedom, right? Like I see the doctors in my town when before I know anything about marketing, I see the chiropractors. They were getting, patient coming to see them and paying cash services for like stem cell treatment. And they were charging like $10,000 and up. And what did I do at that time? you know, the at that time, maybe 2018, 2017, I was complaining. Right. I would say, well, I'm more trained. I'm I know a lot more about stem cell. Why are they getting business? You know, and at least chiropractors in Virginia, they cannot inject. So they have to hire a nurse to come by the office to do the injection. But I was complaining and moaning and groaning, but that doesn't help my practice any. And I realized that because I know that if I didn't do something active to let people know what I do, because, you know, people know about the chiropractor, because what does he do? He let people know what he does by marketing, by placing, by going online, right? And by putting an ad on, so that way people know what he does to come to see him. At that time, I've been doing stem cell therapy for almost 15 years. Nobody knew I was doing it in town. Nobody knew. So I have nothing to complain, but really myself to blame for not knowing about marketing and embracing marketing to get my brand and my name out there.
Yeah. And, you know, with these days, and I see it on the forums, there's many physicians who are just disheartened sometimes with the way that medicine is going, that many non-physician voices are louder than physician voices. And so you can either complain about it, which probably won't amount to anything, as and it surmised, or you can do something about it. And so if you feel that your physician voices aren't being heard, well, then the only person you can look in is to yourself. If you feel that it's important for physicians' voices to hear, the more that we can get physicians to understand this, the more that they're going to have a bigger impact in the way the course of medicine is going.
Absolutely. So, you know, having said that, you know, our goal in on this channel is to help you get more impact, leveraging your medical expertise, and show you how to do that, so that way you can have work-life balance and freedom. Is how Mike and I have found really our work-life freedom. After, and for me, I've been in practice now for 27 years, but it took me not until 2020 to really understand that. And if I had learned this earlier, I don't know where I would be, but I'm going to pay it forward. And to we want to pay it forward and to you know, teach doctors on marketing how to leverage their medical expertise for more impact and growth. And having said that, we want to share something that is worthwhile with you, that we created a community where other doctors are helping one another, lifting one another, and we are in that community to share our knowledge about how you can leverage your medical expertise for more impact. And it's not just about marketing. It's really going beyond the clinic to have more really worldwide impact as well too. So we want to invite you to check out the doctorsonlinesuccess.com. So doctors with the plural, doctorsonlinesuccess.com. It's a community that is in school. It is free. We'd like you to join that, so that way we together can support one another.
Awesome. Yeah. So go check out doctorsonlinesuccess.com. We've got some resources there. You can connect with like-minded physicians. And if you're someone who wants to connect with doctors who think like you do, or are ready to push themselves beyond what they're currently doing, we'd love for you to come and come say hi. We'd love to have you.
All right. We hope to see you in Doctors Online Success. There's a lot of free resources in there as well too. So check it out, and we will see you in the next episode.